Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Dave Cohen in for Scoot. One final day here on WWL. This hour, we're talking about New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell as she finds herself embroiled in yet another controversy. This time, federal investigators say a local businessman bribed her with Saints playoff tickets, a cell phone, and other bribes so she would fire an employee calling for an investigation of the third-party building inspector, Randy Farrell. This comes just after the recent indictment of Jeffrey Vapp, a man the Fed said was sleeping with the mayor while assigned to be her NOPD bodyguard, while both were married to other people, and he was allegedly logging their intimate time with the mayor as being on the clock at NOPD. So payroll fraud, according to the Justice Department, just the latest in a string of controversies that has surrounded this now two-term mayor of the city of New Orleans. And I think back to when she was running for mayor, and evidence was brought to our attention, and it became a pretty big news story that LaToya Cantrell was using her city council credit card for thousands and thousands of dollars of personal expenses, including groceries and other very obvious things that were not official expenses that the city of New Orleans would be paying typically for a city council member. Now, she and or her campaign ended up paying that money back, but that was when she was a candidate. And ever since she's come into office, it's been one controversy after another that surrounded her, didn't keep her from winning re-election with very little interest in anyone running against her, and now in her second term. Yesterday, she was at a New Orleans City Council budget hearing, and unsolicited, somewhere in the middle of her budget presentation, she made comments that pretty much appeared to be addressing this latest federal scandal surrounding her. Let's listen.
How I came in seems to be how I'm going out. Accusation after accusation after accusation, but also a track record of delivering results.
UNO pollster and political scientist Ed Chervenak joins us on the live line. Professor Chervenak, thanks for being here on WWL.
Thanks, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Were you surprised that without any of the city council members asking her about this latest controversy, when she was there just to talk about the budget, she did have this, albeit brief, but pretty animated exclamation about how her last 6 or so years have gone in office as mayor of New Orleans?
I don't think we should be surprised. You know, she had an audience there, and she also had the media there. All the cameras were on her with the microphones, and so this was her chance to basically assert her innocence. And so, given the chance, she took it.
I'm not really sure. Do you think that was her message, though? Was she saying, I'm not guilty? Was she saying she's innocent of all these? She said there's been allegation after allegation after allegation, but she also said she has a strong track record. I didn't hear any exclamation or pronunciation that she was not guilty of any of these things.
No, she didn't say I'm innocent of these alleged charges. But she basically, I think, just tried to go on the offense at this particular time and basically just claim that, you know, it's all been accusations, it's all been allegations, nothing has been proven.
And we should note, she's still not charged with anything. We know that the federal government tried very hard to get Jeffrey Vappi to flip and testify against her. Sources that we trust very well have told us that. But Vappi, for whatever reason, would not. At least to this point, as far as we know, agree to testify about anything he knows about Mayor Cantrell in an effort to prevent him from going to federal prison. He instead has pronounced his innocence and says he will prove at trial that he is not guilty. Time will tell if that comes to pass or not. And she's not been charged in this latest scandal yet either, but she is clearly identified in the indictments as perhaps an unindicted co-conspirator, and only we will have to wait and see if at any point the feds or anyone else bring charges against her. That being said, how does the public, as far as at least the polling you've been able to do, perceive this mayor, and where is she at kind of in her evolution, I guess?
Well, I mean, you know, any of the polls that I've seen basically show her anywhere from the low 30s to the mid 30s in terms of job approval. I think a lot of people have just kind of established the idea that this is a mayor who believes she's entitled to the benefits of the office, and that, you know, that they're not really sure whether the city's being run very well or not. We've seen a reduction in crime. We've seen some efforts to kind of build up the infrastructure for the Super Bowl. But I think a lot of people are disappointed in the mayor at this point, and I don't think there's anything she can say to change people's minds. That people have just closed their ears and basically just made up their minds on how they feel about this mayor.
You know, we go weeks or months without hearing from her now. It's been a long time since she's been, put herself in a position to answer any questions at any news events or any other events for that matter. And her public schedule is pretty much empty these days, with only very occasional appearances. Yesterday, she was addressing the city council specifically about the budget. She chose to make these other comments, but she didn't take any questions from the media there and hasn't in a long time. Maybe her lawyers are giving her the advice. Maybe she just doesn't want to answer the questions. Is it a good, not that she has to for any reason, because clearly the only way to remove her from office would be a recall, and the only effort to do that failed pretty miserably. So I guess she doesn't have to face the media anymore if she doesn't want to.
Well, you know, she's in the basically the final quarter of her tenure. She's only got a year left, and I think she's just going to basically run out the clock and hold off the media as long as she can, you know, outside of, you know, her actually being indicted for some charges. So I think this is just going to be their strategy, avoid the media, try and do more retail politicking, go out there and talk to the folks directly rather than through the media lens.
Is there anything she can do at this point to have a legacy that maybe she would be proud of or happy about? Or is her legacy really going to be that she was involved in scandal after scandal, yet never, at least to this point, and we'll wait and see, but if nothing changes, despite all the scandals, never actually faced any criminal charges. She had to pay back money in several occasions. She had the tax, the backlog tax issues. She wasn't paying her taxes. She did pay back the money that was allegedly misused on her city council credit card. And there's been other examples of where she's remedied situations from some of these controversies, but not facing any actual justice.
I mean, that's the real question, is if she does face any, you know, substantive legal issues, if she does get indicted, then certainly that would affect her legacy. But if she's able to get by without being indicted, you know, she'll probably just be known as a two-term mayor who's more of a caretaker for the city than anything else, and didn't really move the city forward like most strong mayors would like to.
A lot of people complained, particularly in her re-election bid, that there was really no real competition, that no one who had an opportunity or a chance really to beat her got in the race. And then some others argue that she's been made a mockery of the mayor's office. Should we be optimistic that in the future we could see some strong candidates return to be mayor of New Orleans and that we could see a redemption of this office?
Well, I hope, you know, we get some strong candidates, you know. You know, and the reason that she faced such a weak field in her re-election is that just because of history, no mayor in modern history has been denied a second term. And so that goes into the calculations of politically savvy individuals. And so they're not going to, you know, put their money out there just to be defeated. But now that it's going to be an open seat, we should see some real competition, and hopefully we get some qualified people who, you know, decide they want this position.
She seemed to indicate in her 12-second statement yesterday that she's had strong accomplishments. Can you think of, or do you think the voters think of anything she's done in particular that would tend to make them agree that her performance has been good for the city of New Orleans?
Well, I think if we're going to give her credit for anything, it's probably hiring Ann Kirkpatrick as police superintendent. And we do seem to be experiencing a downward trend in crime. And so the mayor will probably take credit for that. You know, it's the way things work. When things go well, the mayor gets the credit. And when things go poorly, all right, the mayor gets the blame.
Of course, there was a search committee that was formed, and for the first time ever, the city council had to approve who was appointed the NOPD chief. And so she did have, for the first time in modern New Orleans history anyway,
right,
a whole lot of input from experts that she didn't necessarily ask for on who should be the next police chief. But I guess some could argue, and I've heard some people actually say, that we've had that success despite her, not because of her. But she did choose, and she did put forth Ann Kirkpatrick from the finalists that were presented to her to the New Orleans City Council. And it's hard to argue that Kirkpatrick has not been successful.
Right. And so certainly the mayor will want to take credit for that, even though we do have a new system where there's oversight by the city council. You know, other actors are putting their two cents in. So, but in the end, it's the chief executive who makes the decision.
We're talking with UNO pollster and political scientist Ed Chervenak. If you have any call, questions, comments, and you want to share them or ask questions of Dr. Chervenak, feel free to join us right now on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. When we come back, we'll let you hear once again what the mayor had to say yesterday and get your reactions to it. And I'll ask Dr. Chervenak more about what things look like going forward for the city of New Orleans. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Scoot, here on WWL. 504-260-1870. We want to hear from you after this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
How I came in seems to be how I'm going out. Accusation after accusation after accusation, but also a track record of delivering results.
Someone texted us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870 after the mayor made those comments yesterday. When does the mayor's term end? Well, it's in 464 days, 8 hours, 32 minutes, and 51 seconds. Not that anybody's counting. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Scoot. Our guest is Dr. Ed Chervenek, UNO pollster and political analyst. Someone texted in, Professor Chervenek, and says, question for your guest. Where does LaToya Cantrell go after she leaves office if it's not prison? And historically, New Orleans mayors don't get elected to anything after they leave office, do they?
No, they don't. You know, the history shows that they kind of just fade into oblivion, with the exception of Mark Morial, who's head of the Urban League, and we see Mitch Landrieu, he's co-chair of the, Harris campaign. But for the most part, they don't go on to become senators or governors, or they don't move up the political food chain. So
yeah, Moon Landrieu got a judicial appointment, but really, other than that, I can't think of anyone who had any political career after being mayor of New Orleans. And I guess maybe that if it's a dead end job, because it's hard in 4 or 8 years to fix 300 years of problems in a city and to come out looking like you've accomplished a whole lot in what's a relatively short time in history, you do wonder who wants to be mayor of New Orleans if it does not lead historically to a whole lot afterwards.
Yeah, we have to remember we're a blue dot in a red state. So as the mayor of New Orleans, you are not going to have much success outside the city in terms of appealing to red voters and Republican voters and winning statewide.
Do you remember any mayor who's actually made a run for Congress or anything else that had any success in an effort to do so?
No one comes to mind.
Yeah, I don't either. And I'm here at WWL going on 28 years now, so at least in modern history, and I know you've been over there at UNO a good time too. We talked about how the mayor is perceived. The New Orleans City Council, particularly in the last couple of years, has taken a very adversarial role to the mayor and has really sought to exert as much power as possible in a city that historically has had a very powerful mayor's office, with the council not wielding as much power. Have we seen the dynamic change as a result of this mayor's perceived vulnerabilities?
We have seen a change. We do see a much more assertive city council. They have kind of taken some authority away from the mayor, particularly when it comes to appointing department heads. Now the city council gets a say in vetting these individuals. And, you know, in a system of separation of powers that just as nature abhors a vacuum, separation of powers abhors equilibrium, and so there's always a struggle on the fringes for power. And so the city council's been successful in kind of scaling back some of the mayor's power.
And a couple of the city council members may be in that number for the upcoming mayoral election. We know Cantrell cannot run again because of the two-term limit. And even when Mark Morial was wildly popular in the city, he was not able to convince voters to change the two-term limit and allow him to seek a third term. So her days clearly are running out, 464, what did I say, days left in her term. So do you anticipate that maybe that's where we'll see the strongest candidates come from, Helena Moreno and Oliver Thomas, seeking to be the next mayor?
Those seem to be the, excuse me, the two big names that are being put out there. One of the things you got to be watching out for is who's holding fundraisers, because that'll be a clear indication that they're interested in running for mayor. And, you know, the mayor's going to be moving into lame duck status here real soon. And so that will probably even make the city council much more assertive in their dealings with the administration.
Does she have any political power left? Does she have any ability at this point to move any of her agenda or initiatives forward based on the fact that she's essentially sunken into hiding and really has not been very visible as mayor other than in very well-calculated appearances where she thinks she can control the narrative?
Yeah, I think the question you're asking is that does she have political capital?
Yeah, any.
I think it's extremely diminished, and so it makes it much more difficult to convince others to do what she wants. She still has her formal powers. She's the mayor of New Orleans. She can, you know, has the legitimate authority to exercise those powers. But in terms of being able to convince others to do what she thinks is in their interest, I think it's going to be much more difficult for her as time goes on.
One person did text in that says she has a dictator mentality and is good during a crisis. But those are the only kind words I'm seeing on the text line right now that she excels. And she did make, while not as much of an appearance as she normally would during our recent hurricane episode, we did hear from her a little bit.
Yeah, we did hear from her. And I also heard from her when she came to UNO and she did one of the town hall, one of the town halls, for the budget meeting here at the UNO, and she was very positive, being very dynamic. She seemed to be right in her element, and so I think that's the kind of venues that she's most comfortable with right now.
Did the public that also showed up for this town hall seem supportive, or was there any kind of adversarial feeling at this meeting?
There wasn't much adversarial feeling. There was a few, a couple of questions about infrastructure, things like that. But for the most part, it was a fairly congenial meeting.
Ed Chervenak, anything else as we see what is beginning to be the sunset of New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell amid her insistence that she has a strong record of accomplishments while she's been surrounded by accusation after accusation after accusation?
I think, we're just going to have to wait and see what the feds decide to do. It seems like they're moving up the food chain in terms of indictments and trying to convince people to flip on the mayor and provide evidence against her. And if they're able to do that, then she could be in serious trouble.
Do you think even if she were to be indicted that she would step aside? Because obviously she wouldn't have to. She still would have to be recalled to remove her from office. Now, if she goes to prison, that's another story. But clearly these cases never move that quickly. So that right. Wouldn't happen in the next 464 days, 8 hours, 25 minutes and 39 seconds. But do you think even if she were indicted that much would change?
No, she would not. She would not leave the office. We heard her the other day. I think that she would just basically run the clock out and just finish her term and basically face the consequences then.
Ed Chervenak, thank you for joining us with your expertise from UNO. We always appreciate your analysis and your information that you bring to us. And I know we'll be talking to you as we get closer to the election of the next mayor of the city of New Orleans. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Have a good day.
You too. Ed Chervenak here on WWL.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.